Sunday, we think of the Holy Trinity, and it is Holy Trinity Sunday. The place where we had our early religious training is often the site that has the most influence on us in our later years. Psychologists are quick to point out that those formative years are the most important in the way we develop in life. Mothers and teachers in the church have learned that or known that for a long time. My formative church development took place in a country church where each Sunday morning we opened the Black Lutheran Hymnary to open the service, and we sang together, "Holy, Holy, Holy." Most folks didn't even open the book. They sang it from memory. I knew the first three words before I learned to read it. I sometimes wish Pastor Hilt Kildall would have chosen another hymn, and I grew tired of "Holy, Holy, Holy." However, it was synonymous with church. The song became imprinted on my brain, and now, as I'm older, I realize the importance of Pastor Kildall making that hymn our theme. For the Holy Trinity is God. No, not the Father, not the Son, not the Spirit, but the Holy Trinity. We are Trinitarians, and many of our ancestors were stoned and burned to defend this doctrine. We were accused of believing in three gods, and so many people, Muslims and Jews among them, said we were not monotheists in the truest sense, and we were no better than the heathen. So we have suffered for our position, at least our ancestors have. Many of us today don't think much about it, and many Christians today emphasize only one part of the Trinity as God, say, the Spirit, as in Pentecostalism, or the Son, in other Protestant churches, or the Father, as the naturalists would have us look. But our official doctrine is succinct, tried and true. Holy, 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 God in three persons, blessed Trinity.